You're listening to SBS News.
Tina Rahimi is bridging gender barriers at the Brotherhood Boxing Club in Greenacre in Sydney's southwest. Next month, Rahimi will become the first female boxer to represent Australia at a Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, I mean, I've been training really, really hard for this moment. I wasn't able to showcase my skills because of COVID, so no one really knew who I was. You know, I literally came out of nowhere. I proved myself at the Australian Championships at the Nationals. I even won Boxer of the Tournament.
The 26-year-old Commonwealth Games lightweight division debutante took up boxing just 4 years ago, while balancing a job as a makeup artist.
I started boxing in late 2017. I had a gym membership at the time, and I was going with one of my good friends, and it just got a little bit boring, you know, lifting weights and running on the treadmill. So I'm like, let's try something new. So I went to my local boxing gym, and I just remember falling in love from there. I remember once I started, I literally cannot remember stopping. Yeah.
She's fast become an important role model in the community for young women, launching the Boxing with Tina Instagram account this year to encourage others, particularly girls, to take up the sport.
I do know that I am becoming a role model to, you know, the younger females and just everyone around the world. And I guess it just doesn't matter how you dress or how you look. You can do anything that you want. You know, that's probably the message I'm trying to portray. As long as you work hard and you chase your dreams, and you know, anything is possible. Oh, my advice is go for it. You know, boxing. If you join a gym or do like a team sport, you know, it's very motivating.
Born in Australia to Iranian parents, the Muslim fighter wears a hijab, long sleeves and tights in the ring. Unlike most boxers, Tina doesn't rely on music to prepare for fights.
I pray to God. So I do pray five times a day usually, but I make sure I do extra like sunnah prayers to ask God to make me win. So, and even before a fight, I'm always... like, I don't like to listen to music or anything. I just like to focus on asking God to give me the win.
And she has eyes on a bigger prize, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games.
I really, really want to go Olympics, 2024 Olympics. I mean, that is my goal at the moment. That recently just became my goal. I really wanted to turn professional. But after going to the World Championships in Turkey, I was like, wow, you know, it's way more better to stay amateur and go to the Olympics.
One of her coaches, Ous Daoud, says with her dedication, the sky is the limit.
When she started, I didn't need to ask her to come train. She would train by herself. She's always the first one here and the last to leave. She's really strong mentally.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.